speed limit to 70 miles per hour on its system. Should that legislation be successful and be enacted into law, we would recommend that that section be increased to 70 miles per hour once that Wisconsin law is adopted. In general, truck speeds would go up to 70 miles per hour, with exception of a couple of areas. There is a current law on the books that restricts the speed limits of large trucks, those trucks over 8,000 pounds or 4 tons, to 55 miles per hour in the Cook County and the five collar counties. In order to comply with that, that would mean on the Ronald Reagan tollway, the maximum speed limit for trucks would be 70 miles per hour west of King County or milepost 101. And on the Gene Adams, it would be west of McHenry County or at milepost 47.7. All totaled, we would have about 85 miles of our system that would be at 70 miles per hour. To go along with this, we would increase the minimum speed limit to 55 miles per hour, where the speed limit is going up to 70 miles per hour. And it would remain at 45 miles per hour, where the maximum speed limit is 55 miles per hour. This would be our calendar of events moving forward. A number of these steps will be occurring simultaneously so that we can fully coordinate with IDOT and their processes so that we can time well our implementation to their implementation. The major time target is that January 2014 when we would expect to increase those limits to 70 miles per hour on our system.
Questions? Most of us understand speed limits better than the regulars. I just have one sort of procedural question. So this resolution that's before us today would be the 65 miles an hour on I-94. It does not include in it a condition that if Wisconsin goes to 70, we would automatically go to 70, which means that should that happen, we would come back again, vote on it and go through JCAR?
That's correct, and I don't know if David wants to add more to this, but the recommendations that we're getting from JCAR is to present it in this manner, and we would come back to the board to increase it. We also might come back to the board on other areas of our system as construction is completed and as we continue to do further speed studies.
Thank you. Other questions or comments? Yes.
Who determined that the areas you've indicated are outside of an urban district, and how is that?
The urban district is by definition in the vehicle code, and that urban district means an area where there is a dwelling, a house, a residence, a business or industry within 100 feet of each other for a period of roadway greater than a quarter mile.
So you're looking at that strip that's east of Rockford, thinking that's an urban district?
Just curious as to how that was determined.
So some of the areas that you're seeing is a result of not only that definition, those what we considered outside the urban districts, but also as we went through our speed study, implications for operational impact, safety considerations as well. So all that is wrapped up into that final determination.
Thank you.
And I think all the directors received a copy of the speed study and the summary on that.
Is there a cost breakdown, breakout on the side change?
I can't remember where we were, 100, how
much was the signage? 10 to 12,000.
10 to 12,000, sorry. It was confusing us with.
It's just kind of considerably because we're under construction on I-90, and so we obviously won't make those sign changes. If we were to change every speed limit that's currently in a rural area, the total is about 26,000.
Thank you.
for this change that you heard today, about 10 to 12,000.
Any other questions? Okay, so this will be a resolution that will be on the consent agenda. And we'll be voting on one that was just passed out by my wife.
Not on consent, but for a full vote.
I'm sorry, for a full vote. Okay. Anything more?
I don't have anything.
Thank you.
Mike, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Okay, so I think we can now turn to the consent agenda. As I always say, almost all of these have been discussed in the committee. There will be, as Director Peterson mentioned, engineering, the second item will be one that we will discuss. And then I have a series of recusals from Director Darcy, but we will talk about that when we come to that vote. Okay, so starting with 6.1 on finance, we have two resolutions there. Those have been discussed. Any questions? Okay. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? And I see no refusals. Okay. On procurement, we have two of those as well. So may I hear a motion for those?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? And I have no refusals recorded. Engineering 6.3. Excuse me, there's a refusal from Director Darcy on the first one.
Do we need to present?
Want to do the presentation on two? Okay, let's do that.
All right. We did open bids right almost a day before the FAO, so we did not have all the completed information in time for the 48-hour posting. But item two is a construction contract award for retaining walls and drainage improvements along the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. It's from Lee Street to the Kennedy Expressway. That's about a 1.6-mile section. We got five bids on this contract. F.H. Pash and S.M. Nielsen and Associates is a low bidder at $13,235,728.69. They've committed to meeting our DD goal on this. And we'll note that their participation in the Earned Credit Program was instrumental in helping them be the low bidder on this contract. And the Tollways Earned Credit Program is the program that supports the employment of disenfranchised individuals. And it had a real impact on this particular bid.
Questions on this one?
CBE commitment?
I believe the advertised goal was
1711
is what
I think we did discuss, because we did have it, we did discuss it a little bit, but
we
didn't have it to, you know, present in the right way and formally give them the
Yeah, and we needed to have it in the agenda that was actually posted 48 hours ahead of time. And that's where we couldn't do it because the bid wasn't even open at that point.
And this is Passion again, right? FH Passion?
Yes.
Has a super unlimited capacity. And right now they're at 79 million total for projects on the tollway?
Roughly, yes. That, well, 79 is what we think they're going to be doing in 2014.
24, okay.
That included this.
That's yeah. Did we ever answer the question on Super Unlimited? Was that international? Is that national?
I probably still owe you a response on that. I do not. It does cover all their work.
Okay.
It covers all their work everywhere.
There were a couple of others in here where there were some questions about the DDE goals, I think. Did you get all that straightened out?
Yeah, so the items near the end of the engineering agenda were, I believe, 9, 10, and 11 concern final releases of retainage. We did get the final DD numbers, and I'll note that on 9, they were very close. It was 1801 is what they committed to, and they came in at 1783. They supplied the rationale for the shortfall. I believe that was reviewed by diversity. On item 10, 1502 was the upfront goal commitment. They came in at 1458. Once again, they had to coordinate the shortfall with diversity and
Kern,
yes.
And also one with the penalty.
Yes, and so they did not supply a adequate explanation, and they were assessed a penalty on this one. And then on item number 11, 1724 was the upfront goal, and they came in at 19.83, which is good, exceeded the goal. So we're still recommending that, you know, these continue to move forward.
Thank you for
the
follow-up on that. And
we,
I thought, had a very good discussion at the committee level about how to actually accurately measure the participation and who should be asked to submit what paperwork and how all that is affected. And I know that you're going back and trying to think about some of those things. Okay, good. So under engineering, I think we have to take one by itself with a refusal from Director Darcy. May I hear a motion for that?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? We have the one refusal by Director Darcy. I think that we can take 2 through 7. May I hear a motion on that?
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Any refusals? On number 8, we also have a refusal from Director Darcy, so we'll take that alone. Motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? One refusal. And then I think we can take 9 through 12. It says to be discussed in executive session, but I believe this is the one that was discussed in executive session last time brought forward. So that's clear on that.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's take 9 through 12, which includes the DiBenedetto. Motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any recusals? No abstentions. Okay. Then we'll take legal. Is there anything that you want to talk about? We won't do number 5. I'm sorry. We won't do number 3. That will be an executive session. And number 5. Is that right?
So, Chair, number 3 will have no official board action related to it at this time.
Okay.
And you're correct on number 5. We would come back out of executive session for the board action.
Okay.
So you can comfortably do 1, 2, and 4 right now.
Okay, good. May I hear a motion for 1, 2, and 4, please?
So
second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? No recusals. Okay, so we will, I'll ask now if there's any unfinished business that anyone wants to bring to any new business? Okay, then I would like a motion to go into executive session, please.
So, we recommend a
motion to proceed to executive session for procedure exceptions in the Illinois Open Meetings Act, specifically sections 2C2 to discuss a collective bargaining matter for the tollway, and 2C11 to discuss certain litigation matters involving the tollway.
Okay, now Director Peterson moves that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Back on the air. So, do you want to do it for?
Leave it then.
Okay, we'll leave it. I think we have one item on the agenda, which is a collective bargaining. Do we have that as an actual numbered item?
Yeah, number 5. 6.4.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much. May I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstentions or recusals? Okay, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? We're off. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.